Battery of crime. I'd also like to add something because I didn't quite cover the whole question that was posed by one of your colleagues on extradition. And when there's a rejection, a refusal, as I said, I don't have any specific cases. There was one actually with Brazil, but it had to do with something else. It had to do with the Lava Jato, the car wash operation in Brazil. But in principle, what works is the aut dedere, aut judicare principle. If we don't extradite, then we are compelled to prosecute if the requesting state so requests. So that's additional information that I wanted to provide. And perhaps we can now move on to the second question from Mr. Decaux on the resources that the Ombudsman has. And I'd like to invite Ana Rita to answer that question.
Bom dia.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for giving the floor to answer, Mr. Decaux. It's true. The financial resources are not always made available in the most